In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen.
The Gospel, my beloved, of this blessed morning is showing us a pioneer example, a pioneer in her way of repentance, a very unique case who guided us across many centuries since St. Luke wrote his Gospel in 65 Anno Domini, approximately across 20 centuries. Countless numbers of people were inspired by this very unique model of repentance. She showed us the straight way how to reach the heart of Jesus Christ. Fortunately, the gospel today didn't bring us an example of a pious or highly devoted spiritual giants like Elijah, for instance, but the gospel is speaking about an extremely sinful lady, sinful woman, who led astray for a very long time before she made her mind to come back to her God and Savior. This is to give me and give you a hope. What a hope we can conclude from that. After this striking example of lady who is very notorious, leading a very sinful life, I think we have to seize this opportunity in this blessed morning. As the gospel mentioned, one of the eminent Pharisee, named Simon, invited our Lord and Savior for like a banquet, to offer him eat and drink, food and drink. He accepted. He doesn't decline any invitation. Even those who are opposing him and causing him hard time. Then, while he was sitting with the attendees, this lady came from behind. And she didn't care about anybody. She knows her objective. She knows her target. And she went and came close and put her hands on his feet. From behind. Maybe this would imply the deep feeling and sensation of unworthiness, the humble heart, as we heard in the, we always hear in the gospel, blessed are the poor in spirit, Matthew 5, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And she starts kissing his feet. Our Lord and Savior didn't shrink back his feet. He left her. All the attendees were stunned, amazed. And the top of which is Simon, the eminent Pharisee. How come that this sinful lady, she wasn't invited? And she entered my home, stormed into my home. And my guest, she's annoying my guest or holding the feet of my guest and dared to kiss it. This encouraged her to even go more. She started weeping profusely. The teardrops, her teardrops fell on the feet of the Lord. The church father said that at this point, she felt that even her teardrops are unclean to fall down on these holy feet. So with the crown of any lady, it's known that the lady's crown is her hair. She started with her own hair to wipe out the feet of the Lord of her tears. The first thing I'd like you to peel your eyes and to focus on, all of us today, we shouldn't cave in or yield for any thought that the devil might sell. As we said, today is like striking example of a sinful life. So nothing is too much to be forgiven. Jesus came for that. He didn't say that, no, she's not worthy because she's too much. She led a sinful life for that period of time. No, this is one of the dirty games the devil's trying to play with us. No sin is too big to be forgiven unless there is complete repentance for which. This is number one. Her tears and coming from the rear would imply how much she is humble, how much she is poor in spirit, and how deep is the sensation of unworthiness. Do we have such feeling today? How faithful she was in her repentance. As we pray, in every prayer, in Psalm 50, the broken heart God shall not despise. So if you would like to pursue the same track, try to adopt, and me before everybody, we have to try to adopt such heart. The broken heart, the humble heart. Simon didn't feel, because of his pride, he didn't feel, he was so proud that he didn't feel he needs such forgiveness. And God told him crystal clearly, there was a creditor and two debtors. One in debt with 500 denarii and the other with 50. Whom do you think? And the two were poor. So it's real debt. He forgave both. Whom do you think he loved more? Would love him more? Simon answered back, I suppose that of the bigger debt. Jesus replied, you're right. You, Simon, think that this lady, the sinful lady, owes the 500 denarii. Maybe you're right. But she was courageous enough to admit it and to address her need for salvation. That's why she got it. You feel that you are rich, you are proud, you don't need such forgiveness? Okay, suit yourself. Maybe she was the only one, the uninvited lady, she's the only one who benefited from such banquet. Her tears, perfused tears, where did she get it from? Tears is one of the very shortest way to the heart of our Lord and Savior. But before we are mentioning the tears, of course, there should be acts have to be put into practice before that. Tears is the result of the inner heart movements. The gospel today didn't mention that this lady spoke a single word, but God heard her, I would say, tears, like David, our father David the prophet, when he screams to God, "Listen to my tears." Listen, the tears has voice, yes. The same like the blood of the martyrs. It has very sounding voice. If any of you had the chance to visit El Paramos Monastery, you remember that pillar, very famous pillar for Ava Arsenius, Lamba Arsenius, Muallim Awlad al-Muluk. Because of his profuse tears, all the pillars were pitted, hofar, 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 from his teardrops. If the teardrops do that to a concrete, what about the heart of our God and Savior? Many examples across the Holy Bible would imply and states that the tears are one of the very striking weapons to reach the heart of the Lord. To the extent that in the Song of Solomon, 6:5, chapter 6, verse 5, he says, "Turn away your eyes from me because they have overcome me. حولي عني عيناك لأنهما قد غلبتاني." Also our father, David, the prophet and king, asks God, "Put my tears in your bottle." اجمع دموعي في زق عندك. الزق زي فلاسك صغيرة أو بوتل صغيرة. زي ما إحنا مثلا باللغة الدنيوية, with our worldly language, we save in our accounts, in the bank, in the financial institutions. This is more important. We are saving the teardrops which will witness, will be among the witnesses for us on the last day. Question for me and you. How much do we have in this bottle? Every one of us, men and ladies, they have a bottle over there. How much did we fill until now? Her repentance was very strong. As much as she led a sinful life, as aggressively she was a serious and defying repentant. I remember one of the models or examples mentioned by His Grace Pope Musa, Amba Musa, Uskuf al-Shabab. He mentioned that like a rocket, if you'd like to launch a rocket or space shuttle, if it doesn't go with power enough to overcome the gravity, it will come back and smashed into pieces. As much as you put in your sinful life, as much effort, because God's grace can compensate us all. The years and years in couple of days or couple of weeks. But if we repent like this sinful lady, who is the winner of today? In Philippi, in the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 12, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So work out, as if you went to the gym. How much do you sweat in the gym? On average, much. On average. So we need to put behind our repentance the same power and the same diligence as we did in our sinful life. Another point, she didn't bother about the people. She didn't think much, what should they say about me? No, she doesn't care. Why should she? كلام الناس لا حيودي ولا حيجيب. With positive or negative, it will benefit nothing on the last day. For it is not those who are praised by man, by people, are endorsed, but those whose praise is from God. لأن ليس الممدوح من الناس يزكى بل الممدوح من الله. Peel your eyes that when you kiss like her, like this beautiful woman, I won't say the sinful woman, this beautiful woman and this brave woman who embarked on kissing the feet of Jesus. And because of this attention-grabbing view, our beloved church took it and put it in the midnight prayers, the second watch, always when we kneel and rise, and remember what this beautiful lady have done in the past. Even in the Latinas, في الطلبات اللي بعد الإنجيل, بعد ما نفس الإنجيل ده بيتقرأ في second watch, الخدمة التانية بتاعت صلوات نص الليل, عشان تفكرنا كل يوم. And he is waiting. That's why he came in first place. But test your kisses. What type of kisses is it? لأن بعيد عنكو في kisses of treason, like Judas Iscariot. What type of kisses do we kiss the Lord with? إيه نوع القبولات اللي احنا بنقبل بيها أقدام ربنا وبخلصنا؟ هل هي قبولات غشة؟ Fake. We have to answer this. Of course, her act was act of love, sincere love. بس اسمحوا لي ان انا ارجع تاني وافكر حضراتكم وافكر نفسي اولكم. If we really love God and we want to repent from a sincere and pure heart, do we really love one another? The love that God wants us to love? Or what type of love do we love each other? If we said that we love God and we don't love one another, انتوا عارفين, complete in the blanks. We will be faced with St. James. How would you claim that you love God that you don't see? That you love God that you don't see when you cannot love your brother that you see? Don't care much about what people should say about you. المهم رأيه هو. His opinion is the essential. He is going to decide who is going to be saved and who is not. And believe me, to love one another is not an easy job. When you know that somebody said about you so and so and so, but it's a matter of choice. It's not a matter of response. Not because you love me, I love you back. It's a matter of choice. One last thing to conclude. She poured on his feet fragrant oil while she was kissing and weeping. She poured fragrant oil. After she left the house of the eminent Pharisee, Simon, she would have had the same smell like Jesus. We smell like what we worship. For instance, the actors, the actresses, the dancers, the players. The devil, who is the liar and the father of it, they call them stars. Of course, stars is something precious, something beautiful in the sky. But he is a liar. He's trying to deceive people. A player who made his hair like this style, he styled his hair this way, a long queue would be the same. An actress wearing such costume, such model, many, endless numbers would pursue. Test yourself, and I have to test myself. Do I really worship God? I should smell like Him. Always the devil plays this dirty game with us. He calls the virtues bad names, like a pious and devoted lady or a man. No, he's not socially. He's closed, too much closed. مقفل ولا مقفلة دي معقدة. And on the contrary, conversely, كل الحاجات البطالة, the bad traits, he gives it good name. Like a person who is a liar, who is unfaithful in his trade. لا, الرجل ده فهلاوي. He's quite resourceful. May God work in these words, in my heart and yours today, so that we would have the right choice. You have the life and the death, so choose the life. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Ave, ben sortir, ente fcane, no.